Hey, Digital Sister here. I'm back, and I decided to make another recording for you. I've been digesting a lot of the news about the hacking and how Putin has been, very much involved in that. And the president also said, you know, not much goes on in Russia without Putin being involved. And so for him to influence the election, because he had issues with Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, I think it shows just how vulnerable our democracy, as well as other democracies, are around the world. This cyber war is just unbelievable, and the things that can happen as the result of people getting into systems, dropping email information into WikiLeaks, publishing it all over the place. And then you have the FBI director who put out more information about the emails to raise questions right before the election. So what we saw, I think, was a classic example of how cyber warfare sabotaged Hillary Clinton's campaign. It was crystal clear that's what happened. And even with Donald Trump saying, oh, everything is rigged, this is a rigged campaign, when it came to show that it really was rigged by an associate and colleague of his, then suddenly that was no longer a big issue and there was nothing said about that. So I think we're in very dangerous times. Espionage has always gone on. It always will go on. But the fact that it really took on another dimension with this campaign, I think, is very frightening. It also shows how, I think, relentless that Putin is and increasing his influence around the world and getting players in countries in place so that they will do favorable things, you know, for Russia. So I think it's just a very scary time. And we see that Trump has nominated Rex Tillerson, who has a long history and relationship with Putin, to possibly be the Secretary of State. So you have all this hand-wringing going on by people in the Senate as they prepare for confirmation hearings. You had a lot of the right-wingers in the Republican leadership, you know, for years screaming about the Russians and Soviet this and communist that and all that kind of stuff. And so now when it comes to pass that there was influence and it caused Hillary the election and it benefited Trump, you didn't hear a word. So that was also something that President Obama pointed out. It seems very much, when things benefit you, you don't say anything. But if it didn't benefit you, you would be up in arms. So, yeah, the hacking thing is very scary. And the fact that Putin was involved and also the inference that Trump also knew about it. Because, you know, at those very high levels, they're all talking. They're all doing business together. They're all figuring out ways to make things work in their favor. And that's what we saw with this election. So very scary. And I think we're just going to have to bite the bullet, take a deep breath. People are scampering, trying to do all they can to prevent him from being inaugurated. But it's too late. And there's not much you can do to influence the outcome. But, you know, where was all this thinking when all this stuff was going on during the campaign? Makes no sense. But anyway, now we have to suffer with it and deal with it. And those folks who voted him in, who think he's going to bring back their jobs, wake up. It's not going to happen. You're still going to be forgotten because you're not part of his class. The only thing that binds you together is your whiteness. And speaking of that, there's a great article in the New York Times Opinion. It was in the paper yesterday by Professor Michael Eric Dyson, who's talking about Donald Trump's racial ignorance and the fact that the unifying force in the United States is whiteness. That's what brought him up to the forefront. That's who he got revved up. And the crazy part is the elites that these folks voted for are the ones who are taking your jobs away. They're the ones moving the jobs to Mexico. It's not the Muslims or the African Americans. We're not the enemy. The enemy are people who look like you who decide that they want to take the jobs away and pay, you know, people less money over the borders and then bring the product back here and charge American prices. It's crazy. But when you're doing shade like that, you always have to have a boogeyman and deflect what you're really doing. And that also is what happened with this election. You know, this whole self-driving car industry that's emerging. You know what's going to happen. It's going to take jobs away from trucking firms, all kind of livery services, cabs, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to be taking many, many, many thousands of jobs away. And who's going to benefit? Those companies that do this. And so you won't be able to point to the Muslims or African Americans. You need to point to these Fortune 500 CEOs who are creating these industries who are taking jobs away. And jobs that probably will never, ever come back. We've already lost something like 4 million jobs that have been lost through various technologies. So people have to wake up and stop, you know, falling into their racism and thinking that it's a group taking away jobs from you. That's not the group taking the jobs away from you. It's people who look like you running the companies. That's who's taking the jobs away from you. But again, take a look at Michael Eric Dyson's piece called Donald Trump's Racial Ignorance. And it's very interesting because it talks about how, you know, and the people he's putting into his cabinet, they're all gazillionaires or they're military ex-generals or they're just people who really, for the most part, have their own little insular world. They're not mingling with people of color or other groups, unless I said they work for them. So they don't really know these populations. They don't live amongst them. They don't get to know them. You just see them as those people. You know, it's us against them. So it's the same thing that Trump is doing. And then you make exaggerations about situations that are not always true, again, because you do not know the people that you're talking about. And so that also is going to feed into a lot of the policies that are going to emerge from the people he's putting into the cabinets. You know, you have Ben Carson, that's the only person of color in the Department of Housing. You figure he would be in there. But you notice I don't hear any big position or thing for Omarosa, who was supposed to be the director of African American Outreach. They did put the pastor, Daryl Scott, on his executive transition team. But, you know, it's just, what do you call that, little bites to kind of keep people quiet. But it's not anything that's going to be terribly influential. But I will say, take a moment to continue to visit my website, CelesteTerry.com, and I have the second Transformation Paradigm newsletter up, working on the third one. So just keep tuning in and getting motivated and looking at things you can do to also help transform your life. And if I don't get back to you again before the holiday, be sure to have a very happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Try not to let the events get you too discouraged or down because, you know, the days are still going to come and go and we still all have to get up and go about our lives. But we just have to, I think, have a greater awareness of what's coming and try to do the best that you can to keep moving forward. So in any event, Digital Sister signing out. Happy holidays.